Welcome to the Trill NBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose Enuha, aka the Trillest NBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving the truth and being as real as only I can be. Happy Sunday, you guys. I hope you're gearing up for a great week. Today's review is titled Important. It's from Keegan18. This podcast speaks on real issues, and real issues is in all caps. Happy I found it. Black women, you're not white and you're not a man. May the force be with you. Well, thank you. I feel like this is coming from an ally. And so that is awesome. This podcast, I hope, is for everyone. I know I specifically talk to the issues that Black women go through in corporate America, but we really need everyone's support in changing these toxic cultures. Just because I'm speaking to what Black women go through doesn't mean that everybody of race or gender or sexuality isn't going through specific things and nuances in the workplace that are slightly different or varied. Although we all have our challenges, I want us all to support each other in creating spaces that allow us to thrive. And for this podcast, because I am a Black woman, I'm speaking to the things that I know, and I hope that I'm casting a light for everyone else to see that these things are happening to Black women in corporate spaces. That is my goal. So please subscribe, rate, and leave a review for this podcast. You might just hear your review right here on the podcast next week. Today, we're going to talk about tackling the end of year review. And we're going to do so by using step 3 to your BPO, best possible outcome. I want to make sure you are getting the development you need and your manager's support. Even if he or she doesn't see it for you today, that will all change if you incorporate this advice in the 3 steps to your BPO. If this is your first episode of the podcast, I want you to go back and listen to the last 2 episodes first, because in those episodes, I discuss executing steps to your BPO, or best possible outcome. That's what BPO means. There are 3 steps. Today, I'm going to break down step 3. I want you to have the background information. I do a deep dive into step 1 and step 2 in the last 2 episodes. Stop right now and go back and listen to those episodes. All right. Now, with today's episode, I'm going to break down how to use the 3rd step through the advice around approaching your end of year review. But first, I want to ground everyone in what the heck is this end of year performance review? When does it happen? Where? Why? We're going to talk about it all. And then we will talk about step 3 to your BPO. So, what is the performance review and why is it vital to your BPO? Because it is. It's very vital. The performance review is a time for you to pause and evaluate your job performance. But what some people miss is that this is also a time to have a very frank and honest discussion regarding your development. And the 2 go hand in hand. The performance review should take place with you and your manager in a private space, a quiet place where you can focus. If your company does not have an organization-wide process, you should tell your manager that you would like to have a performance review with her or him. And I will have some sources on my website that can help you and your manager guide the discussion. Why is the performance review so important? A lot of us are so focused on performance, but what's really important is that we are being developed, that when you are working on projects, leading teams, whatever your function is, you need to gain experiences in your role that help you learn new things that stretch you, but still allow you to do a great job. And a lot of times, because we don't make those expectations clear between our manager and ourselves, we tend to use this time to focus on what your past performance was, and we don't set ourselves up for success by really focusing and honing in on what the development plan is for the next 12 months. What goals and milestones should you be hitting during the next year? Some key things that you need to focus on in this performance review. First, I want to talk about how you show up in the performance review. You first must come prepared. You must show up prepared. How do you get prepared? I'm glad you asked. Number one, you need to sit down and do some self-reflection. You need to get your job description out. You need to get the document from when you set your goals for the year. If you had a mid-year evaluation, pull that out. And you need to understand from within and be solid about it within yourself. From your vantage point, how are you performing? You need to ask yourself, what all have you done well? What goals and metrics have you hit? Where have you maybe dropped a ball or two? Why did that happen? Did you get increased priorities or did priorities shift? Just really sit with all of your information and then take out a pen and paper and concisely go through each of your objectives for the year and write out your truth. It's your truth. It's what you think, how you think you did, how you performed, honestly. And if you honestly feel like, nah, I could have done better here, and this is how I plan to approach this in the future, write that out too. But be honest with yourself. You have to be honest with yourself. That's step one. Then I want you, after you kind of do your own mini performance review for yourself, I want you to think about your short-term goals with the organization. Where are you trying to go next? What next role would you like to have and why? And it just needs to make sense to you, right? I don't want you to think in the context of, oh, if I tell my boss this, he's not going to get it, blah, blah, blah. Remember, all of this preparation is for you, so that you're knowledgeable in this meeting and you most likely won't feel blindsided by any of the feedback that you're about to get from the end of year review. If your company doesn't have that process where your boss is going to put time on the calendar ahead of time, you'll know when your review is scheduled. It's on you to make sure that you meet with your boss and go through, take the time and go through what your thoughts are around your performance for the year, where you see yourself in the future, and what skills you need to work on in your current role to get you to the new role. And how you look at that is you look at the new role, you look at the job description and the qualifications and what it says is necessary and needed, and then what says, you know, is a plus or a benefit. And you look at, have I had these experiences in my current role, and which ones have I had and which ones haven't I had? And then you want to say, okay, how do I get the experience I have not had in my current role? And that's the discussion you want to be informed on when you go and talk with your boss. Some key things you really must understand. You own your development. So you must be proactive on this. You cannot expect your boss or the organization to create your succession plan. This on you, boo. Like, I know it sucks, but you have to realize that you are the master of your own ship. And if you are not getting the support that you need, maybe it's time for you to start evaluating other options. And I know some people are like, oh, leave, quit my job. I'm just saying, you know, cast your net, go interview for a new job, see what happens. You never know. You might be surprised. The other thing that's key is your relationship with your boss, because your manager is your frontline advocate. So when you come prepared for this meeting, trust and believe your manager is going to be so happy and relieved in a way, because nobody likes to really give people critical feedback. I know I don't. And you have to be pretty sadistic in some way to enjoy telling people how much they suck in a one way or the other, because it's actually what you're doing. You're actually saying, hey, right in here in this area right here, yeah, you suck at this right now and I need you to do better. And although you may not say it that way, that's how it feels. But let's talk about how you show up at this meeting. Because one thing that you cannot do is you cannot come off defensive. You have to take this feedback that you're getting, whether you like it or not, and you have to be positive about it. Okay, you guys know I love some articles. That has not changed. I love me some articles. I found an article on the Muse. It's titled, Three Things You'll Want to Blurt Out When You Get Bad Feedback, But Shouldn't. And I absolutely love this post because not only does it tell you what not to say, it tells you what to say instead, which is totally awesome. I'm going to quickly go through this and I'll leave a link in the source section of the post on the website. The first thing you should not say to feedback is, I'm sorry, it won't happen again, I swear. And I know it's a mechanism and, you know, because you hate you messed up and you're trying to put your manager at ease, but that's not what you should say. What you should say instead is, you're totally right. I see how that could be improved. And we'll make a note for the future. But if you notice it again, please let me know. That's what you should say instead. See how that's very positive language? That is what you want to have. That is key. And that's step one in your BPO. Remember, go into that meeting with positivity, positive energy. You're going to go into that meeting with happiness because you know you're about to get probably some truths that maybe you're not able to get during the busy times of the year where no one's focused on their development or their performance. They're just trying to get all the work done. The second thing that you should not say is, wait, what? I didn't realize that was the wrong thing to do. What are you talking about? How is that wrong? Do not do that. What to say instead. Now, it's okay not to wait around for someone to give you permission. You know, you really should just ask for forgiveness and be proactive. However, when your boss is like, hey, you know, this wasn't quite right, you should say instead, I see what you're saying. I'll definitely keep that in mind for the next attempt. Now, even if you don't see what they're saying, again, positivity. I see what you're saying. Or if you don't see what they're saying, say, I want to make sure I'm tracking So what I hear you saying is this, did I get that right? And then if they say, yes, exactly, you say, okay, I'll definitely keep that in mind for my next attempt. That way you don't go defensive, you're keeping it positive, and you can't take the feedback personally. This feedback is meant to help you. Feedback truly is a gift. So do not go negative on a gift. So the third thing not to say is, no, I didn't do that. Oh, wait, maybe I did, but I'm not sure. So what's horrible about that is not only is it defensive off the bat, but then it's like you're not self-aware. Like you just didn't realize what's going on or what's even wrong in the first place. So don't go that route. What you want to say is, I didn't realize I did that. Regardless, I'm sorry for the trouble and I'll get it corrected ASAP. Let me know if there's anything else I should know before I start fixing it. You own up to it, you apologize, and you work proactively for a solution, and you bring them along with you saying, hey, is there anything else I should know? Is there any context to this situation? I love that this broke that down in that way, because these are things I think all of us, you know, we get defensive, like we want to defend ourselves. That's a natural reaction. However, it doesn't show executive maturity when you defend yourself when you're getting feedback. Another article I found was on business.com. It's 5 biggest mistakes employees make during year-end performance reviews. And these really are some glaring ones. The first one is not asking the right questions. You should come to your performance review prepared with a list of questions, and no, not can I get a promotion? Instead, they should be asking specific questions like, what am I lacking? What is your perception of me? Or here's what I view as my strengths and weaknesses. Do you agree or disagree? Here's how I think I can improve. Do you have any other suggestions? Other questions could be, how do you feel I'm collaborating with my coworkers? Do you feel I'm adding value in an impactful way? What do you feel has been something I excelled in? What was something I struggled with or failed at? And what could I have done better, in your opinion? So the great thing is that these questions will help your manager bring up constructive feedback, which is great because you need to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. And again, do not get defensive. Number 2 is not preparing goals correctly. Now, this one is key. There are so many times where at the end of last year, you set your performance goals and metrics. And you wrote that down, and all of this should be written and documented. And so those are the goals that you should focus on. They should also tie into the company's bigger goals. At one company I worked at, your boss's goals were cascaded down to you because their boss's goals were cascaded down to them, so that the goal was that everyone's goals tied to the overarching goals for the company. But when you're in middle management or lower, you need to make sure that your goals are working to help achieve the company's goals and that they're all aligned. So you need to make sure with your boss, especially if you have a mid-year, that these are still the right goals and the goals of the companies has not changed, because things change. Priorities change. Senior leaders change their mind. All the goddamn time, senior leaders change their minds. So be very cautious to make sure that you're setting yourself up for success by ensuring that you have the proper goals. Number 3, not giving managers feedback. Oh, so you thought this was just all about you? No, this is a working relationship. This should be one-on-one time with your manager. And this is a time where you need to talk with them. You need to be honest with them. Now, the advice in this article says if the employee isn't happy, they should say so. I don't necessarily agree with that. I do agree that reviews should be a two-way conversation and that you should not be afraid to give feedback. However, don't just bring up the topic, bring solutions too. And that one's key when you're communicating feedback to your manager that could help them grow. Please always be open and honest. And I know you're like, are you serious? Are you seriously telling me to go in there and be open and honest? I'm like, yes, if you are following the three BPO steps, you can be open and honest because you're going to be open and honest in a positive way with great energy and light. And then you will come with courage. And that is step number three to your BPO. It's courage. You cannot do this thing while operating in fear. But I'll expand on that more in a little bit. The fourth biggest mistake employees make during their performance reviews at the end of year is not role playing beforehand. And this is all about preparation. You have to practice and be prepared because you never know what they're going to say to you. And I think that's part of the anxiety of this whole process. I mean, you think you have an idea, you hope you're in the right ballpark, but the truth of the matter is you don't know. So prepare, imagine the worst, imagine the best, bring up all the topics you think might happen and role play with a peer you trust, a friend that's outside of the organization, but understands the process of this end of year, and practice responses from all angles. That way you can come in, put everything on the table, be open and honest, and have a constructive and meaningful conversation. The fifth and worst mistake, in my opinion, even worse than not preparing, is not following up. After the review, you should send your manager an email recapping the conversation and any next steps discussed. What this does is this documents for you the meeting, and then you understand all the things you need to address, all the things you're going to have to do, and how you plan to grow and develop in the future for the next year. Now, the other thing this helps with is if you miss something, your manager can respond to the email and say, oh, hey, there was one thing though we also talked about and it was this. And a lot of times that actually is probably a signal to what your manager's priority is. If you're not clear, ask and make sure you ask the question around what are my priorities, in your opinion, for the next year? And what are the company's priorities for the next year? Those are also some really good questions to ask. If you are a high potential employee and you know if this company sees you in this way, you'll know it. If you are a high potential employee, what you also need to focus on is your coins. Once you have your performance review and you see that everything is positive, everything's great, critical feedback is at a minimum, if none, and critical feedback is couched in, well, you're doing great. So now I think there's some stretch opportunities. So if that's the critical feedback, then you know you're in there like swimwear. What you should do at the end of the conversation is say, hey, what do we think about increasing compensation? I've clearly done well here. I really could use an increase. What would that look like? How does that conversation go? Would this be something you're aligned to? And have the conversation. And this is a great time to have the conversation if you're a high potential employee, because They clearly don't want to lose you. So go for it. A closed mouth don't get fed. Now, let's deep dive into step three of your BPO, which is courage. So step one was positivity and working to really be your most positive self. Step two was around shifting your energy that you give at work, at home, in all the spaces where you show up. Step one is around what's inside you. What are you putting inside of you? And step two is about how you show up. Step three is about courage. First, let's define courage. Courage is the ability to do something that frightens one. It also means strength in the face of pain or grief. It takes a lot to have courage to be open and honest, to be honest with yourself, and to be honest with your manager, especially for us, because a lot of times, let's be honest, these performance reviews are frightening for us because this is a time where narratives are created and the feedback we get isn't quite actionable. You know, when they tell you, you know, you're just not visible enough. Okay, how do you suggest that I go about being more visible? Well, you know, it's all about relation. This is a relationship-driven organization. And you need to really work on building relationships. Nobody really knows who you are. Oh, woosah. I know you guys, it's frustrating. However, you can not only beat this type of feedback that's meant to deter your rise, but you can take the feedback, be strategic, and create a plan to demonstrate the things that they're saying that you're not demonstrating. And then that way, you can document and you can say, okay, I'm demonstrating this now in the way that you said I should demonstrate it. And you're going to get very specific with them. Because what they won't be able to do is get behind that calibration room door and say some stuff like, well, you know, Tiffany, I mean, there's just, you know, something about working with her. I don't know. I'm not sure if she has executive presence. I don't know how visible she is. I don't know if she can stand on her own or speak up in a meeting. I just haven't seen that yet. The other watch out that you have to look out for during performance reviews is when they give you this feedback and you're not demonstrating something for them, then the question you need to ask your boss is, okay, that's good feedback. I appreciate it. Even though we know it ain't, but that's fine. Right? You're bringing positivity. Then you would say, I need your help. And I know this is something that does take a lot of courage, is to ask for help. But you have to ask for help. You need your manager's help in navigating this soft skill type feedback in your career. And you need somebody to interpret for you, what exactly does that mean in this space? Because that feedback means something different at every organization. And it really is about the organization's culture on what all this soft skill feedback means. Like if you get the feedback, you know, you just come off as very aggressive. So we all know that's some coded bullshit feedback. Fine. But dig into it. Say, oh, really? That's interesting. So I definitely will need your help on how I'm showing up. If I'm showing up in an aggressive manner that's off-putting to my coworkers, I definitely will need your help to get immediate feedback. When you see that behavior, that is not my intention. And so if you could help me solve for this, I would greatly appreciate it. Who can say no to that? And if they do, they're just quite frankly an asshole. And if you're working with the asshole, maybe you should think about finding a new person to work for. Just saying. Now, some key things that you need to focus on during your performance review. Number one, be honest with yourself and your manager. If you've screwed up some things this year, you know you dropped some balls, own up to it. Say, hey, I recognize I dropped this ball. I dropped this ball. I recognize I could do this better. Here's how I'm going to go about fixing the issue or the problem. These are the things I've identified. These are the steps I'm already starting to take to remedy this issue. Number two, you can speak up for yourself. It's just in a positive and non-defensive manner. And you should speak up for yourself. But you don't have to be defensive. If you get the feedback you're aggressive, ask for more context. Ask for specific instances, because that is purely a perception piece of feedback. And so you want to understand how and what things are you doing that allows them to take away that perception. And I know that's difficult, but you have to do the double click. You have to dig into that, because a leader cannot come off as super aggressive or off-putting. And you don't want to, because it's hard to gain trust, especially for us, if we're working with team members and in the back of their minds are like, ugh, you don't want that. And thirdly, temper your reaction to the feedback. So don't react. Stay in a positive space. Remember, keep your energy that you're giving good energy to your manager. And then have the courage to say, okay, I need to process that feedback. If it's something that's frustrating to you or upsetting you, that's fair. I need to take a moment to process that feedback. We may need to schedule a follow-up meeting so that I can understand and figure out how I'm going to address that feedback. And then your manager might say, you know, well, what do you need to process? And, you know, your response is, well, I think I need to sit back and self-reflect. Comes off very mature. And you want to come off with executive maturity in this meeting. Some advice that I was reading in another article was that you want to treat the review as if it's an interview. So the things that you did for your job interview, like thinking on your feet, being super respectful, brimming with ideas, being very uber positive. So the same thing that you did to get the job is the same thing you need to do to keep the job. So remember that and think of it as going into a job interview. And how would you show up being positive and receptive and, you know, being happy? Show up as that person. Remember, you guys, this is like dating. It's so much like dating. Just to recap a little bit, there are three steps to your best possible outcome, or BPO. Step number one is positivity. That comes from within. Step number two is shifting energy. And what that means is you are going to take the positivity inside you and share it with those around you and in your environment. And step number three is courage, which actually really is the foundation of not making fear-based decisions. So choosing to not have certain conversations out of fear, choosing to not be completely 100 with your manager in a professional way, not in the trill way, but the professional way, from a positive place, not, you know, saying things that you know you need to say, whether it's the popular thing to say or not, figuring out how to say it in a positive way, but being super honest and super truthful. if we do these things as Black women, we will succeed in corporate America. We will be undeniable. We will be unstoppable. We will win and we will thrive. And then we will come back and we will bring our other sisters up behind us. If you have any questions or you need help or advice, go to my website, trillmba.com, and schedule a 30-minute free career consultation call with me. I'm happy to help. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to see all of us succeed. You can also email me at ask@trillmba.com. I'm happy to either answer your question or connect you to the right person if I don't have the answer. So again, that email is ask@trillmba.com. And until next time, keep it trill, y'all. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia Ann Rose Anuha. Music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.